This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Like I said, 7:45 will give you a chance to win some Caps tickets Friday night. First home game, game three. Hopefully the series will be knotted up at one. So you want to listen for your chance to win those tickets at 7:45. Right now, though, we'll open up the Junkies Sports page, which is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Friday's show could be, I don't know, I'm guessing it would be 75%. Commanders number two pick, and then if the Caps can win game two, the other 25% previewing game three for that night, if that's if that happens. I mean, unless something other, you know, something crazy happens in the draft, but the draft is finally here. It's draft week
from Detroit finally hosting.
Yeah, and then, you know, we don't have to really talk much more about mock drafts anymore. It's just going to be, all right, who are the Commanders taking? Are they taking Daniels, who, if you listen to Adam Schefter, he doesn't want to play here? Or they're taking Drake May. My question is,
has Adam Schefter now said that? He hasn't said that, has he?
No, no. Remember he kind of intimated that Daniels didn't want to play here?
Or didn't love
We kind of talked about it last week. Yeah.
That the agent was upset with the fact that it wasn't an individual visit.
Yeah.
I listened to him on.
He didn't come out and say, no, he doesn't want
to
play.
I listened to him on the Shannon Sharp Ocho Cinco show. I didn't even know they had a show as I was driving in. He didn't say anything. He seemed like a nice kid. And he even went out of his way to say he'll be happy to go wherever, you know, whatever team calls his name, you know, kind of the political answer. But he seemed like a nice kid.
It's
First time I've really seen him interviewed.
Schefter hinted that Daniels wasn't happy with that whole Topgolf thing.
Agent, remember, liked something, a comment where they said it was weird.
Who knows what's true and what's
not. You never
not.
Know what to believe.
But if that was the case, let's just say that they knew – that he didn't want to play here for whatever reason. But they still felt like he was the better quarterback. He was the better prospect. Does Peter still take him?
I guess I guess
even if he knows.
I think it would depend, though, on how your vibe was with the guy. Okay, he may not want to play for your organization for whatever reason, but I think it would just be.
Yeah.
Like, if you flat out don't like a kid. Now, I'm not saying you would, because he seemed very likable when I saw, like, the interview you did last night. But if you flat out didn't like the kid and didn't gel with the kid, how could you draft him?
Yeah. That's true.
But he seemed very likable. Yeah, and we'll know he's explosive. And they asked him, and one good question. I thought that a lot of the questions were kind of silly and there wasn't a lot there. But the one question they did ask him is, what separates you from the other quarterbacks? And first of all, he said, I got the dog in me, which made me laugh.
Doc Walker, I'm sure, loved that.
But then he said, you know, look, at any point I can take it 80.
Right. Well, that's a pretty good trait. You know, if you have that trait, the play breaks
point,
down.
I can take it 80 for sure.
That's a pretty good one to have in your arsenal.
Yeah, you're not lying.
Right.
Yeah. Not lying about that.
So we'll see. I'm sure we'll get into it more in the rest of the show. So we talked about the Caps. All right, they lose 4-1, game one. All right. Just forget about it. Let's come back strong tomorrow night, game two.
But regroup.
Caps were not good.
Come up with a game plan to put more pressure on the Rangers' defense and goalie and hope you get out of MSG with a split.
Yeah. I mean, somehow you got to find a way to get three goals. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you got to find a way to get to at least three goals. Not going to win many games 1-0 or 2-1. But Rangers score three really quick in the second period, tack on one on a breakaway in the third period, 4-1, game over. Game two tomorrow night. Game three will be Friday here. So take a little break. So it'll be Friday, Sunday, right? I think Friday,
yes,
Sunday.
Yes, that's correct.
Also yesterday, first of all four home teams won in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Mm-hmm. Panthers beat the Lightning 3-2. The Jets, lots of defense here. It was 3-3 after one.
Wide open.
7-6, they beat the Avalanche. So they take a 1-0 lead. And the Canucks beat the Preds 4-2, so they're up 1-0. They scored three in the third to win that. And I believe all of the home teams have won so far in the six games that's been played. Got some more tonight. You got game two, Bruins, Maple Leafs in Boston. Boston's up 1-0. Hurricanes.
Bruins pounded them in game one.
Right. Hurricanes beat the Islanders game one. Game two is tonight. And then you've got two other series starting. Vegas at Dallas game one. L.A. at Edmonton, game one. So you got some other stuff going on tonight. NBA playoffs. Also, all eight home teams won game one yesterday.
No drama.
Celtics pounded the Heat. God, man, I should have laid some money on that. Celtics pounded the Heat. Clippers pounded the Mavs. Luka did have 33, but Harden had 28 and eight dimes. So,
and that was a Clippers team without Kawhi Leonard.
Correct. Kind of surprised watching a little bit of that, but I was kind of surprised at that outcome. When I was watching it, the Mavs couldn't hit a shot.
Couldn't hit anything.
I mean, they couldn't hit anything. They scored 8 points in the second quarter. They were outscored 22-8. Pretty much done. Bucks beat the Pacers because Lillard had 35 all in the first half.
I mean, that's a big win for them because since Doc Rivers took over, they've been struggling, and obviously Giannis is out with a calf injury. So gained a little confidence getting that win without Giannis in there.
What's the status on Giannis? Still
I think when you have those, day-to-day? I mean, a lot of us have pulled our calves before, popped the calves. He has a calf sprain. Sometimes
could take a couple weeks.
You know, 4 weeks.
Yep. And the Thunder beat the Pellies by 94-92, so they're up 1-0. Gildas Alexander had 28 in the game. So tonight, you got more NBA playoffs.
The best game probably of the weekend was the Lakers-Nuggets game. And the Nuggets, the fans were chanting, "Who's your daddy?" The Nuggets have now beaten the Lakers 9 straight games. But it was fairly close. And then the Nuggets went on a run in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. And then in the fourth quarter, they just kept it going. And, you know, Jokic probably going to win the MVP again. He appears to be the best player on the court every time he's on the court, even though Anthony Davis put up big numbers and LeBron overall had good numbers. He had 7 turnovers. But Jokic just puts up very easily every game, ho-hum, like 32 points, 15 rebounds, 7-8 assists.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact line from Saturday, but it was somewhere around there.
They're just very hard to guard because they're big. I mean,
and Jamal Murray's really good. He's never made an All-Star team.
I mean, Joker's
a really
impossible.
Good player.
He's impossible to guard.
Well, I saw they just dumped the ball down to Joker, and LeBron was trying to guard him in the paint. It's just like, that's not going to work.
It's impossible.
They don't really like to use Anthony Davis on him one-on-one, even though Anthony Davis has been a defensive player of the year and is really good. They like him kind of coming off the ball, but they got to try something else.
9 straight, like you said, and that ain't good. I don't think anybody believes the Lakers are going to – that could be a short series.
The thing about it is last year –
I think it will be a short series.
The Nuggets won, you know, the NBA championship. But their series against the Lakers, even though they swept them, all the games were tight in the fourth quarter. All of the games. And so the Lakers feel like they're a good matchup against the Nuggets. But in the end, the Nuggets always win.
They win. Hmm. And they play game two tonight. That's a 10 o'clock start on TNT. Sixers-Knicks game two. And Magic Cavs also game two. All right, got to talk some golf because Scheffler is going to win another event. That's going to be 4 out of 5. Of course, he just won the Masters last week. Goes to RBC Heritage, a signature event, huge purse. He's got five holes to play, I believe, and the rain suspended play yesterday, so they have to come back on a Monday morning, which they hate doing. But he's got a five-pop lead, and he'll tee it up at 8 a.m., about an hour and a half, and he'll win his fourth out of five.
Is that baby still hanging in there? Hasn't popped out yet?
Baby's still hanging in there.
Mm, man.
I'm guessing.
Might need to induce that thing. Get that thing out of there.
Guessing it's going to be this week.
Well, remember, I think the baby was due like 3 weeks before the Masters, whatever it was. So it wasn't like the baby was due, you know, Friday of the Masters, right? So they were kind of hyping it up.
Mm-hmm.
I get, you know, babies come early.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But
they can come late.
They can come late. You never know.
But he's just on a roll, man. I mean, he's been unbelievable. Even though he's got a lot of stuff on his mind, he's just destroying everybody. Mm-hmm. Wyndham Clark made it interesting yesterday, shot 65, I believe. And he'll finish second. Cantlay played well, but you know, Scheffler's gonna win another one, and it's a huge purse. So I think he wins close to $4 million.
Valdez, I'm hoping when you go to the Palmetto State in a few weeks that you don't encounter weather like that.
Me
Let's
too.
Hope that weather stays away.
Get it out of the way.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of golf, I know no one cares. Nelly Korda won her fifth straight.
That was my next.
Her
fifth straight tournament.
It's pretty
Think
sick.
About that. Yeah. She's only started in six events this year, and she's won five of them. Five in a row. The last time that happened was Sorenstam. I don't know. 20 years ago?
I saw that, and I also saw there was
Tiger did it on the men's side in, I think, 06 or 07, but no one's done it on the women's side in 20 years.
She almost aced 17 in a major. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yep. I saw that, but I also saw there was a 15-year-old kid, mm-hmm. I want to say his name is Mitchell Parker, who finished in the top 25 on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Mitchell Parker is the pitcher for the Nats.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah. You're getting your names you know what mixed I'm confused. Up.
There's a,
You're getting your see. Phenoms mixed up.
I guess He's there a, could be, technically, there I saw could be that. Two Mitchell Parkers, but...
I think he had like four birdies in a row on the front nine. At one point, I think he was T3 on a Korn Ferry event.
Miles Russell.
As a 15-year-old.
Okay, all right.
Miles Russell, 15 years old, and he finishes top 25 on the Korn Ferry Tour.
That's pretty amazing. And then one of the YouTube guys, now he's played on tour for a long time, Wesley Bryan, he finished second at that Punta Cana. Did you see that, Valdez?
I did.
Pretty
Wesley
impressive.
Bryan, yeah.
Says that this 15-year-old carded a 1-under-70 in Saturday's third round at Lakewood Nationals Golf Club's Commander Course before finishing with an excellent final round, 5-under-66, which included seven birdies in a 10-hole stretch.
Well, just remember, there have been a lot of young guys. Remember Ty Tryon. Remember that little that Taj Fujikara, whatever his name
no,
was. Remember that little
I
guy.
Don't remember that guy.
There have been young guys that have had these flashes. It's hard.
It's hard to win on the PGA Tour.
It's hard to make. It's hard to make the tour.
It's hard to make the tour.
Yeah,
let alone.
But it is remarkable. There's no doubt about
but,
that.
But yeah, you're right. Korda. I mean, that was a major. Of course, the LPGA has five majors, but it's the first of five.
That's a weird bit. And their majors, they don't have like cool names either. They're like.
It's the Chevron.
They need those corporate dollars.
They got the Women's PGA Championship. They got the Women's Open. And
yeah, but not all that way.
I think the other one is like.
There's a couple of them that are just like.
Evian something.
Yeah. Evian Championship, yeah.
Yeah.
They got a U.S. Open.
You wouldn't know it was a major. Someone had to tell you.
I wouldn't have known that the Chevron was.
Did have to tell me that it was a major.
They probably have a British women's, right?
I did see that she did a cannonball into the pond after she was
Yeah,
gone.
That's the bit when you win the
Chevron.
That's the
Dinosaur bit.
Yeah.
This used to be the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned Mitchell Parker. He's the stud phenom pitcher for the Nationals.
Right, and the only reason he's pitching is because JoJo Gray went on the injured list, so they
now,
called
why
him.
Why is he not on my – Why I should know more about him. I know he's about Jackson
radar.
Rutledge and all these other guys.
Mitchell Parker became the fifth pitcher in Major League history to strike out at least 12 hitters and not issue a walk in his first two games of his career. It's a pretty good accomplishment.
He's been awesome.
First National to throw seven-plus shutout innings on fewer than 75 pitches. The first pitcher to throw seven shutout innings on 73 or few pitchers – since Atlanta did it a couple years ago.
Yep.
So
and he was drafted out of high school, I think by the Cubs, but then he chose not to sign. He went to a junior college, so he didn't play big-time college baseball. He went to San Jacinto College, mm-hmm. and then he was drafted again.
Yeah, but a lot of guys come from that
that college.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not like he went to Texas or Oklahoma or, you know, LSU. And then he was drafted again by the Rays. But I don't know how the – I think we asked Rizzo this last week. I don't know how the Nats got him. I think they drafted him in 2020. But he wasn't a high pick. I mean, he was – he wasn't a first or second round pick.
Mm-hmm. Nationals are playing good baseball.
And think about this. Mitchell Parker has beaten the Dodgers with that lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And the Astros with that line.
Good for him.
Well, Astros stink this year, right?
Yeah, but they stink because their pitcher stink.
7-16.
Their lineup is still legit.
You know, we get these notes that the Nationals send us, and I mean, CJ Abrams got an 8-game hitting streak. Jesse Winker's reached base 17 of 20 games, and Lane Thomas already has 10 stolen bases.
Yeah. They steal a lot of bags.
And what's funny about Lane Thomas is he's only getting on base via walks because he's not batting great.
Right.
He's batting around 200. But when he gets on, he's stealing. Mm-hmm. And I believe the Nats are second in the league in stolen bases. So when they get on, they're going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Feel pretty good about Nats over bet. I know it's very early.
You should feel good
feel
about
pretty
it.
Pretty good. Wish I'd put more on it.
Abrams second in the league in slugging percentage.
Feel pretty good.
Second in the league in slugging
percentage. Am I jinxing it? I think I might be
jinxing it.
Valdez? I'm not a jinx.
I'm making mental note about this.
Not a jinx.
636 on 422.
It's been scientifically proven not a jinx, so I don't feel bad saying that.
Well, this week is going to be right down the street, two blocks down. Mm-hmm. That place is going to be packed.
Because the Dodgers
Even though
are
it's
in town.
Late April because the Dodgers are in town. Yeah. Shohei's in town, so... starting tomorrow, three-game series, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday afternoon. So it'll be difficult for the Nats to keep going. They did take the series in L.A., but 6-0 win yesterday over the Astros. And should mention the Orioles. They've won 6 of 7. Jackson Holliday's still struggling. He's 1 for 30.
He's batting 0-33.
But their other studs are killing the ball. Hauser and Westberg went back-to-back yesterday. They win 5-0, 11 hits. They are 14-7. I love my Orioles bet over. I love my Nats bet over. I love my Dodgers bet under.
Love
under 103.5. And I like my Reds bet over. So,
I need to start betting against the Chi Sox because they're 3-18.
They're bad.
I need to start taking advantage of their futility.
Yep, I agree. If you look at the runs scored for the White Sox,
they're -71 run differential.
They're just getting either get shut out or they're getting one or two runs per game.
That is gross.
But the Dodgers are in town, so there's a lot going on here locally. Caps, Dodgers, and obviously the draft.
And the Shohei thing's just going to go away, right? This is going to deal with the interpreter, and that'll be it.
Yeah, he'll take the fall. Yeah, but if he did it, then he should take the fall.
I don't know. I'm still not convinced.
I'm not totally convinced. We'll never know the real truth, I'm sure.
So when David Beckham moved to Beverly Hills, he became best buddies with Mark Wahlberg.
We'll tell you
why they're on the outs next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.